Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to talk with us today about intimacy. You know, in this world and in our culture, often we take this word intimacy into me see, and we treat it like it is about sex. I can't tell you how many couples have been into my office and they're struggling with their marriage, and one person will say, you know, we just haven't had any intimacy for, and then they spell out a time. Well, I want to speak to you about spiritual intimacy today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul writes this: no one can lay in any foundation other than the one we already have, Christ Jesus. Spiritual intimacy is often the most difficult area in our walk, especially in our family, and more especially in our marriage. And yet it's the most important thing. Our relationship with God will affect everything else we do, including, and maybe most especially, our marriage. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 3 that the only foundation for believers is Christ Jesus. Trusting in Him for our salvation provides the basis and direction for the rest of our lives. I mean, if you think about this, if Christ Jesus is to be the center of all things in our life, how much more should it be the center of our marriage? This is one of the reasons why the Scriptures teach us, if you're a believer, don't marry an unbeliever. And if you are in that, begin to pray intimately for that person to come to faith. Obviously, we have to maintain our own personal walk with God. The single best thing you can do for your marriage is for you to dig deeper in your faith. The single best person you can be for your spouse is the very best you. And to be the very best you, it requires that you become everything God wants for you. We have to maintain our own personal, intimate walk with God. We can't do that for each other, but as married partners, we can share that walk. And in doing so, we encourage each other and we build, are you ready for this? Intimacy. Let me share a few ideas for improving maybe your spiritual intimacy. Number one, share with each other one thing you liked about the worship service that you had on Sunday, or one that you attended or watched. I mean, that's more edifying than sharing the things you don't like, and you're building positive vibes inside your marriage. I would encourage you every day, make sure you don't let the sun go down without you talking about what were things that were good in your day and what things were challenging, and openly pray. Jenny's really good with me on this, and she'll say, tell me the best part of your day. Often what will happen is I'll be buried inside of my iPad or in a television show, and she'll just hit pause and reach over and say, I need full face attention. And she'll say, tell me the best part of your day. Well, often that's what changes the correction and direction of my day. Secondly, share a piece of scripture that you read in your time with God. Maybe it was out of power routines, but whatever that is, don't use it to preach at your spouse, but to share what you learned and how it was insightful in your walk. Listen, nobody has ever been screamed into becoming more spiritual or more intimate in their spirituality. I would say then pray together. Start, if you need to, in silent prayer, but hold hands and pray. Say amen out loud, but I would encourage you to move toward praying out loud. Just as our relationship with God affects other aspects of our life, so spiritual intimacy will affect all other aspects of our marriage. As we each grow closer to God, we grow closer to each other, because spiritual intimacy will enhance emotional, intellectual, and physical intimacy. All of these are part of becoming one in marriage. My friend, let the Lord help you in sharing the challenges and encouragements we face as we grow nearer to Him. And may we all grow closer together as our spiritual intimacy grows. God bless you. Thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.